legendary bluegrass performer playing with the jazz band. Now we turn from bluegrass and Dixieland jazz to classical from North Allegheny High School. It's a real pleasure to have the first of two sisters that are going to be joining us in the coming weeks. Her name is Lily Zhang, and she this year is a Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner. We'll talk with her about that experience and about what she's up to these days. But first, we'll listen to her play live here on the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
Lily sang at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was beautiful. And if you could just pull that microphone a little bit closer. There you go. That's perfect. Tell me what the name of that piece was, please.
That was the Debussy Toccata from Pour le Piano.
It was beautifully done. Is that one of the pieces you played at the recital?
Yes, it was.
Congratulations. Did you won last year as well, or no?
Oh, no.
Okay, you competed though, right? Did you compete in the Young Artist Competition last year?
Oh, yes, actually, okay. Yeah. I auditioned the year before, but I didn't make it. And so I was motivated to try again, and I'm really glad for this experience.
Well, it's good that you did try again. When you audition, do you get notes back at all from the people who listen to you? Do they give you any feedback?
Yes, you do, yeah.
And was that helpful to you?
Oh, definitely.
What kinds of things do they mention? Do they talk about dynamics or interpretation? I think there's some people that don't realize, I think, how evolutionary your playing is, one's playing is, and the kind of talent and how you develop it. It must be interesting. I mean, you get feedback from an instructor all the time, but when you get feedback from people listening to you at an audition, I'm curious, what kinds of things do they tell a person?
Really, it depends on the performance and the piece. But I know that I got comments like, your technique is flawless, but maybe work on mastering the depth of the piece. And yeah, the comments really vary depending on what you present to them. And so I think like a lot of the comments would be, yeah, a lot of them dealt with musicality, and I'm so glad that I got those comments and then was able to build from them.
That's good, and it takes, you know, a lot of courage to accept comments like that. I mean, I hear people who I suspect you don't know at all, and if you do, maybe you know a little bit, and they're judging you based on an audition that is probably under half an hour, right? I don't know how long. How long is an audition?
Yeah, a little bit under half an hour. Yeah. Mine was 25 minutes.
Yeah, and so you really have to have faith and maybe not a thick skin as much as, I guess, be a person that is so dedicated to craft and performance that you want to learn anything you possibly can.
Yeah.
What year are you in school now or going into?
I'm going to be a senior.
I thought so. And have you thought about what you might want to do after graduating?
Actually, that's a funny question. I've always wanted to go into medicine, but I think like as I've explored other avenues like international affairs and yeah, literature, I think now I'm pretty much open to anything. I love so many different things, so I don't want to limit myself at this point.
It's hard to limit yourself, especially you get exposed to so many different things these days. And, you know, you can do you ever wish you had the chance to, like, have four simultaneous lives so you could do all these things?
Yeah, at times.
I can only imagine. Tell me a little bit about your instructor and also how the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been able to help you in your development.
Yeah, okay. So my piano teacher is Miss Hannah Wu Lee. Mrs. Hannah Wu Lee teaches at Carnegie Mellon. She's the director of the preparatory school there. And yeah, she has just been so helpful, so instrumental in my growth as a pianist. And as for the Pittsburgh Concert Society, they've given me such amazing opportunities, including the audition, the March recital, as well as being able to be on this radio show. So I'm really glad for that.
Well, you are just incredibly accomplished. It's just wonderful to hear you play live on the air, which is always a treat for people to hear. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or that you would like to mention while we have another few seconds left?
Okay, besides my piano teacher in the Pittsburgh Concert Society, which I've already mentioned before, I'd like to thank my parents and my younger sister just for being there for me all the time. And I'm really glad that I've been able to share this experience with the Pittsburgh Concert Society with my sister, which is really cool, just a really cool thing.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
We'll look forward to seeing your sister in a couple weeks. And thanks so much. That's Lily Zhang at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.